Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to a mini episode of Dumb People Town.
Population you?
Population Jammers.
We have the Jammers podcast in here, and we are so excited, Megan.
And Wendy.
And Wendy. Hello. And Wendy. And Megan.
Hi, guys.
How are you guys?
We're good. So good. You Everything's know, great.
Do
We're
we,
fine.
Are we allowed to admit that you guys do it coast to coast, or are we supposed to keep that a secret?
I mean, it is a serious secret, but we'll allow it.
Right.
On.
Right, so
this is an exclusive. This is right. A Dumb People Town exclusive.
Guys, we're scooping.
You guys do a podcast. That is fantastic. You were telling us about it. We love it. And also the idea that you guys, one of you is in New York, Wendy,
yes.
And Megan, you were here in Los Angeles. You guys are best friends. But you do a podcast. We have you both in the same room. So that's kind of a joy.
Yeah.
It's a gift.
Tell our listeners what they can expect when they listen, because they're going to come directly from this and straight to a Jammer's.
They're going to just start subscribing to Jammer's.
To a Jammer's
right now.
They're going to jam on over to a Jammer's app. What are they going to expect?
Man, it gets real crazy over there. We basically just...
Does shit get real?
Oh, it's like the real world. Don't
is shit
that
about
show.
To get real at any moment?
Shit gets real.
I'm constantly getting realer.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Almost too real.
Okay. But you guys set challenges for each other and...
And
then,
our listeners.
And your
that's
listeners.
Most important and that they
then,
participate.
And then you, like a week of no drinking or a week of trying to make a good decision for...
Doing
tell
yoga.
Us your dreams.
Yeah, that was the last one. Yes. People really liked that. We kept a dream journal because I went to and go back and listen to it, but I went to a psychic and found out that in my most recent past life, I was a Chinese hooker demon, and
whoa.
She's still in me.
Oh. Chinese hooker demon still in you?
Yeah, so that was a whole thing, and it still is God. A thing, because I don't have my crystals on me.
What?
But
how dare you?
Yeah. Oh, they are inside of my body.
Yeah, that's the safest
that's
place for them at all
You got
time.
Some crystals up in you, girl?
You know it.
You got some crystals up in you, girl?
Yeah, they expand, and when they come out, they're little dinosaurs.
Oh, you guys!
Aww.
That's so fun. Well, I'm sure you guys are aware of this, as you have evidence across the whole country. The world's getting dumber.
World is getting dumber.
We are trying to fight the stupidity with comedy, and there's only one way to do it, and that's to break down ridiculous true crime stories that Dan gets sent to him, though none of us have heard.
Sometimes
we don't
they're
know.
Not a crime. They're just dumb.
Sometimes it's just dumb behavior.
Sometimes
just
people
stupidity.
Getting engaged in a Chipotle.
We're trying
that's
to...
Romantic. That's romantic. That's modern romance.
Thank you.
Okay. These guys dig that.
Can I get extra sour cream and you for the rest of my life?
Oh! Dan stole the
yes, in a heartbeat.
Sauce.
You kidding me? Paying for that guacamole? Come on.
Oh, my God. That's
no
beautiful.
Cilantro, though. Please, no cilantro.
Danny, do you have a story?
Yeah, we do.
Let's do it.
You ready?
Let's get it. We have these ladies here. Let's get into one.
Okay. Raccoons bust into Toronto woman's home and get confrontational.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you come face to face with
them?
There are no raccoons.
Thank you for pronouncing it correctly, by the way.
Raccoons.
I just want to get that.
There are
clear
no
first
raccoons
off.
In New York City. We lived in New York City. They just don't
Wait,
exist.
Raccoons?
No. Raccoons. No.
Raccoons.
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 I heard like scratching
Trash
outside
pandas.
Of my house, and I put my son to sleep, and he was asleep, and I heard scratch, and I looked up out the shade and I saw some like things moving. I took the flashlight on my cell phone and shined it out the window. 5 raccoons climbing up a tree, scratching on a tree, turned and looked at me like, "What do you want, bitch?" Like they didn't move.
Yeah,
they're
gonna get
scared
confrontational.
By me lighting a thing. They're gonna be confrontational.
They have personalities.
Well, city raccoons are.
Oh
cool.
yeah.
Well, they're eating all the chemicals and all the food, so right. they're like they're
all
amped
our drugs.
Up.
They're eating all the drugs we're
Maybe
shitting out of our
bodies.
Maybe
they've got Chinese demon hookers inside of them.
Yeah. Oh, they for sure do.
And some crystals.
Right.
But city raccoons, some of them have gone keto.
Yeah.
Like there's some keto raccoons
right.
who are like,
raccoons.
I want the fat, I don't want the sugar.
Right. Well, and especially if they're going to be committing crimes, what happens
sure.
when you do that? You get your photo taken. Jay, you got your. They think you're paparazzi.
Yeah, Jay. They think you're trying
paparazzi.
To like blow up just... their spot. Here's right. the deal. I saw a raccoon outside my house, and
he said, "Are you gramming this?" I was like, "What?" What do you mean?
He said, "Just make sure you get my handle right."
I'm like, "I might story it," and then he gave me another look. Why not on the main page? I'm like, "I don't know."
Let's go over here in front of this pink wall. If you're going to take
it, it's the Paul Smith wall. Get on it.
Can I see it, please? No, they just look like their sweaters don't fit. Like, they just, like, look like their skin is just way too big. Like, they look like every raccoon looks like they borrowed their boyfriend's sweater.
You know what I
mean? Right. Just, well, that's why they're all on the keto diet. Stuff like that. You're body-shaming raccoons.
Yeah. I'm not body-shaming. I'm just like, get a sweater that fits.
That sounded like body-shaming.
Get a sweater.
You think raccoons don't listen to this and have feelings?
It's fashion-shaming. It's just as bad as body-shaming.
Look, get a sweater that fits.
And it's called athleisure. It's a style.
Okay, I get that.
Leisure.
Every time I think of raccoons, I think of that. What would you call it? F story from The Great Outdoors, that the movie with John Candy, where there's like a whole storyline of these raccoons.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm always imagining either the writer or they had some producer who was like had to shoehorn this in.
Had a vendetta against raccoons.
Just
and
was like,
hey,
guys, you know, I understand we got to get down to 83 minutes, but we cannot lose.
And
this
the
raccoon
studio's like,
man, this has nothing to do with the rest of the script.
It has nothing to do with
it. So we got to lose it, man. We got
to
cut
it.
And
every night
they
cut to it, and there's like a whole storyline about these raccoons commentating on the people living in the cabin.
I think that was a function of, hey, there was a gopher in Caddyshack. Let's do that. That version here.
Could be a little bit of that. Yeah. A little fallout. Success. Little catty fallout.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe that's the story that needs to be told.
Yes.
You know?
The sequel
the
should be
story
just them and
that's
the one they,
what
you to know,
to
Megan.
This lady? What happened to this crazy
This was sent in by Catherine Tuck at Catherine Lorna. KatherineLorna.
Cat Tuck. She sends a lot of stuff into us. We love her.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you.
It was a night like any other night.
Who is writing this?
I hate this. Thank you.
Like it's like the beginning of the Haggadah.
Is this a sexy novel?
Like
yeah, I was going to say, is this from
Is this
Playboy?
50 Shades of Grey? I feel like this is the opening.
Danielle Steele wrote this.
And
my grandma will read it.
Was Dakota Fanning in 50 Shades of Grey? Am I wrong to
say that? It was Melanie Griffith's daughter, right?
Yeah, Dakota Johnson.
Yeah, it was Dakota Fanning. Oh, no. That's a very different film that you have to buy on the dark web.
That is Man on Fire.
Yeah.
Why is this shot with just a cell phone?
Much sexier.
Both title could have worked for either one. Man on Fire could have been 50 Shades. 50 Shades could have been that Denzel
this
flick.
This man is on fire.
That's how it goes. Okay. It was a night like any other when raccoons made their move. As though they'd been plotting. As though raccoons are like the raccoons in Great Outdoors. They're like, you know what we're doing tomorrow? They don't care. They just go where opportunity
hold
is.
Hold on. Full stop. Maybe these are the same raccoons
great
from Great Outdoors.
Like,
they live
that
in Hollywood.
Yeah.
They got their big break, screwed it all up.
Yep.
Now they're doing whatever these raccoons are doing.
Well, but, okay, I will say this. Coyotes, they are...
You and your animal pronunciation.
I love it. I feel a kinship right now.
Thank you. Coyotes.
Just call them yotes while you're
yotes
at it.
Yotes.
Also fine with that.
They do plan, like, ambush
yotes
attack.
Yotes be scheming.
Yotes be scheming. Straight scheming. Like
yotes are trifling.
I tell you guys, by the time I was in Hawaii and I swam with a dolphin. I can swim with a dolphin.
Are you kicking it with the dolphins?
Well, then I watched The Cove and I will never swim with a dolphin again.
Don't swim with the dolphins. But I'm saying yotes be scheming because you'll see like a yote with like pretending to have like a leg injury and you follow it around the corner and there are like seven, a pack of yotes
and then
ready to pounce.
He doesn't really have a leg. All right, so these raccoons planned their attack and they came into this woman's house.
Toronto resident Jenny, you're going to have to help me here.
Oh, geez.
Sir Willow. I don't know.
That's a beautiful name. Sounds like a fairy.
Sir Willow.
She had enjoyed a quiet evening at home Tuesday.
She was about to grant someone three wishes.
And had gone to bed when she was startled awake by noises coming from her kitchen. Do you guys go investigate or do you call right
away? Okay, can I have a raccoon?
You go 9-1
I have a
and then go down there?
I have a raccoon story.
Okay. Ooh.
In my life.
Okay.
My wife and I, when we were just dating and her parents had a house out in Long Island and it was off season, so it wasn't the summertime and people weren't out there and they weren't in the house because parents were down in Florida living in their Florida house. So no one was in the house for a long time just except for a caretaker. We come in and we find like a bunch of paw prints around. They had come down the chimney and we were like,
Santa
okay.
Style.
Down the chimney. We looked everywhere. There were no raccoons. None. Okay. We check everything. The entire, like all the food that was in the kitchen had been rummaged through.
Mm-hmm.
So they had definitely, the raccoons had planned it and done their thing and gone through it.
Raccoons.
We looked everywhere and we were like, okay, no raccoons here. We looked everywhere. We go to sleep.
Do not like this. No, thank you.
We wake up the next morning and there is fresh raccoon shit in the sink. that wasn't there the night before. So we're like, the raccoons were in the house while we were sleeping.
I'm bored. I thought you were going to say in the bed.
Yeah,
and I was like not excited about the story anymore.
So I put on my wife's sweater. No, but it was, we were like scared shitless because we're like, I can't believe they were, we checked everywhere and they were gone and then they were there. And then the guy who came over, who was kind of like the caretaker, I imagine.
He was like, there aren't raccoons anymore. There was a raccoon that lived here, but he died 200 years ago.
You've always been here, Mr. Sklar.
So I imagine that like his wife
was like
was,
a photo of Randy from 1918 next to a raccoon.
I imagine that his wife was killed by raccoons, mm-hmm. and in the movie, the horror movie of the raccoon, he's the first one to die.
Of course,
you know, he's the first one to go.
Yeah.
I thought you were gonna say he's the one shitting in the sink,
and he can shit tiny raccoon shit.
Yeah.
All right. So she hears noises coming from her kitchen.
Uh-huh.
The culprit, three raccoons, had broken through her window screen. The target. This person is way into this.
A baby.
This is like a treatment more than a story. Yeah,
would that be great?
I'm going to pose a question, and then I'm going to, am I posing questions? Yes,
yes,
I am. Am I answering questions?
Yes,
you bet.
You'll find out.
We're being tricked into pitching this woman's movie.
It literally is written like a Brody Stevens sentence.
You got
it. The culprit, three raccoons.
The target,
her bed. Yes.
You got it.
I've seen a raccoon on Hazeltine.
Raccoon.
Followed it down to Ventura. Rolled on. On over to Moor Park.
Stood in line at Marie Callender's.
You got
Big
it.
Big party of raccoons. All right, here we go. Leaping into action with a broom, Jenny made enough of a commotion that two of the bandits decided the goods weren't worth it.
But it's not labor them bandits because they're wearing, because they look like
they did
have
break.
It is raccoonist. It's very raccoonist.
It is very raccoonist.
But the third raccoon simply stared at her.
That's what I'm talking about.
Behind her toaster oven. Defiantly gnawing on her English muffins.
That's right.
That son of a bitch.
There's a picture of this raccoon looking at her like, what motherfucker?
What? You like that?
Right? I want to see this picture.
I've seen these eyes, Dan.
He's treating this toaster oven like a chaise lounge.
Mm-hmm. Wait, should you not look at this picture? Might you flash back?
It's a trigger for me, but
moment?
I know that it's
Let's
coming.
Go.
So
or
I'm
like
ready.
The little capture would be like, I ate so much bread. Are you ready for this?
He looks like he loves the English muffin so much. He's like, it's my toaster oven now.
He's like, how much for this toaster oven?
it's a real good one. It toasts the shit out of the muffin.
I love it.
Oh, I love this.
I love him.
Oh, see,
so
that's what
cute.
Happened. He's probably so been cute. On keto, like all these other Hollywood raccoons.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's just so hungry.
Cheat day.
It's a cheat day.
This is from Jenny. Quote, he was like, I'm eating here. Get out of here. That's
I don't think he
said.
Was like that, yeah. Jenny.
He's
I think he was very definitely said that. He wasn't like anything.
Right. Eventually.
He said it.
He stood
it.
Tall and said
I would have loved it if Jenny was like, he was like, excuse me. And I was like, okay. And he was like, oh, God. And I was like, what?
Eventually.
Jenny has this whole discussion.
Oh, there was a back and forth. There was definitely a back and forth.
He was like, and I was like, mm-hmm.
Well, there must have been because they literally write, eventually. Like, how long?
Were you standing there?
Talking to the raccoon. Mm-hmm. He's like, get the fuck out of this kitchen.
He probably had a lot to say.
That's where you take the broom and you just push the toaster into the wall.
No.
No, not with a cute little guy.
Eventually, Sir Wilo, who might have rabies and try to kill you, eventually Sir Wilo called 311, hoping the city would be able to give her some advice.
That's so Canada.
They told her to try and find a 24-hour wildlife removal company. She couldn't get through to any. So they passed it off, and then she had no options.
Yep. A wildlife removal company?
So in Canada, that's definitely like a busy service.
Yeah, I'm surprised she couldn't find one.
Yeah.
There's a moose in my bathtub.
Hey, I thought you were going to say boots.
We just
Well, it stole my boots.
There's a moose in my boot. That's what are you talking about? We just displaced 6 elk.
Yeah, they were all the way up in our attic.
They were up in an attic, and then we took it out.
Sir Wilo said, that's Jenny, quote, I was growling at him and hissing at him, trying to scare him out, but he wasn't having any of it.
How long was she growling at
him? We're going to get
there.
Occasionally, he would grab the broom handle she was pointing at him and yank it really hard. He's like, you get this fucking shit out of my face.
Yeah.
You want to fucking put a broom in my face? Here, give it to me. Like, he's grabbing it and pulling it from her. She's like, I'm taking your fucking English muffins, this toaster oven, and that goddamn broom if you put
this
it in my face
to me
one
is
more
like
time.
A comedy sketch now.
Yeah.
He's like, here,
here.
Right, at what point do you, you know, people do this with their dogs and cats all the time. Do you start treating their raccoon like a person and be like, come on, man.
Well, but that's the thing.
Already, she already had a back and forth.
She had a back and forth.
Well, and she, this is where she screwed up, because didn't she say earlier in her letter, right, that the raccoon was like, hey, I'm eating this.
Right.
So if he's already speaking English, why is she speaking raccoon?
He's speaking, he's speaking English.
Well, he was offended.
I know that for sure.
He was offended because he was like, oh, because I'm a raccoon, you assume I only speak raccoon?
Right, exactly. She starts hissing, and it's like, bitch.
Yeah. Finally.
Understand.
After he had eaten literally all the bread in her house.
Fine.
He moved on to some oat wheat.
Or wheat.
Yeah, a banana nut.
Home pride fresh buttered sourdough wheat.
Yes.
Remember home pride butter wheat?
Yes.
Hell yeah. Finally, after he had eaten literally all the bread in her house, the last holdout, that's him, got up and calmly walked back through her window, which she quickly locked. I'm going to ask you guys.
To me, the walkout, and you know it was on his hind legs.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I see you, motherfucker.
If he didn't turn around and look at her and point at his little raccoon eyes and then point back at her, that's a bitch raccoon.
That's right.
Yeah. Or he did like the Malcolm X, like, to the side. Like, hands up to the side.
Have any of you watched Succession? Have any of you watched
Succession?
Oh,
yes,
my God. Oh, well, so that, there's just
Adam
a line
McKay.
That is perfect for this. That show is flawless.
Right. McKay.
I've never seen a trailer for a show I couldn't be less interested in
and then watched
and was like, this is phenomenal.
Yeah, see, I saw the trailer and I was kind of like, oh, I get it.
It's so good.
It's rich people.
Well, that's me too. I'm like, I'm a foreign kid from Rochelle. Me identifying with these characters on any level is not going to happen.
It's the second you meet the son
and you're like, the pressure that are on these kids is unbelievable. It's so good.
I love the idea of the raccoon just walking out and being like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. No, I see. You're just like slowly looking back.
I came here to do two things. Eat y'all your bread and kick some ass. But looks like all the bread's gone.
So I'll take this toaster oven.
Yeah. Like he probably gave her the look like, I'll be back.
I'm going to ask you guys.
Yeah. Yes.
How long do you think this standoff lasted?
I love this
so much. From the moment she walked in, saw four of them, three left, one said, I'll go when I'm ready.
Was it three and then two left?
I think it was three and two.
Oh, maybe.
Two left.
So two bitched out. And I like that the one guy stayed, because the other two left. They're like, we're going to get in trouble. And this guy was like,
he was like, these idiots, there's still bread left. Yeah. Right. What are you doing, Dennis?
I'm calling her English bluffing.
Yes.
Sklar Brothers.
Okay.
On Twitter to complain about that joke.
I also loved it, though. Okay, so I'm going to ask you. You are our guests. Wendy and Megan, you can decide, each of you, do you want to go first, Tig, which is second, third, fourth? How long do you think, in our little guessing game?
You guys can go in any way. Do you want to hear our guesses first? It's up to you.
I don't care. I'll go.
I don't give a shit. Yeah. Go. I'll go second.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, how long do I think the standoff went? Wendy. All the bread?
Yes.
All the bread.
All the bread, all the yelling, the hissing, calling 311, trying
yanking
to find
away,
a broom
the broom game.
Yes.
The broom game.
I love the broom game.
You play with your niece all the time.
Yeah, I do.
But doesn't it on some level sound like a late in his career Michael Jackson video?
Yeah.
Like just a raccoon like playing with a broom, and like it is like a really well choreographed dance.
Right.
Ooh, he doing moves.
But, yeah, and then the other two that ran away keep sneaking in the window and doing the little
They're watching, jealous. Yeah, exactly.
That and also hide the broom does sound like a terrible game that your uncle tries to play with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
I'm gonna guess 5.5 hours.
What? 5.5 hours.
Well, that's
a long time.
Okay, I don't know how much bread
she had.
That's
a crazy standoff. That's a long
I love
standoff.
That's your point. We don't know how much bread
she
had.
No, because it's Canada. She probably has a lot of bread.
Right.
They're not idiots like
loading.
Us. We're like gluten, keto bullshit.
Right.
They need
Canada,
to keep warm.
It's the United States in the 70s. A lot of wide open spaces. Tons of white people.
Tons of white bread.
Tons of white bread.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, and I imagine he's eating it slowly, like real, just looking at
He was at the end. For sure at the end, he was taking his fucking sweet time finishing the bread.
Swallow. Right.
Picking it out of his teeth with each bite.
Eat another bite.
He definitely did that one where he just, you know, like corn on the cob, like, no. On a piece of bread.
What's your guess, Megan? Going in that
This was
spot.
This was morning, right? This was, she came out in the
overnight.
Morning?
Overnight.
Oh, it was the middle of the night. Middle of the night. I'm gonna say.
You say 5.5 hours.
She said 5.5 hours.
When I eat bread, if I'm having a cheat day and I'm still operating under that assumption.
I'm operating.
Brunch isn't over until you leave.
Mm-hmm. Right, and especially nighttime eating is like the best. And I don't know, maybe she had like the Hawaiian's King rolls. Or some.
Well, if she had those.
Then I understand.
I'll break into that house. I would kill that raccoon.
Then you can mash it up.
Oh, it's so good. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Well, now that I didn't even think about the King's Hawaiian Rolls
Sweet
factor.
Sweet Hawaiian King's Rolls.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say a solid hour.
An hour.
Yeah.
Okay. Randy or Jason?
Jay.
It's a 45-minute standoff.
45 minutes.
That's a long time to stand off with a raccoon. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say.
Well, he's done it. He knows.
I'm gonna say an hour and a half.
An hour and a half.
Yep.
Okay. Townies, wherever you are, get your answers in right now. Yell in that cubicle or scream in your car.
Just yell at your earbuds.
Or look at a random kid and yell this answer at them. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
I just love that at some point when thousands of people are listening to this, they'll just shout, 2 hours!
Right. Just right. A period of time.
Just anywhere.
On a right. Subway in New York.
Yes. Jenny Sirwilos, stand off with a lone raccoon who wasn't leaving until he got that goddamn good carb feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Lasted. Over half an hour.
Oh, oh,
Jason.
I knew it.
Jay.
Yeah, I knew it. I was almost going to say a half an
but
hour.
Wait, by the way,
still
we
a long
right?
time.
Well, technically,
over a half an hour
is all of
yeah.
us.
Yeah,
but he's closest.
We all win.
Yay. That was fun.
Thank you, Megan.
That didn't stop them. So after she gets them all out, that didn't stop the group from spending the next 2 hours scratching to get back in.
That's what they do. They scratch.
But you know who it wasn't? It wasn't him. He went out there and told all them about all that good-ass bread, and they were like, we should go back
we
in.
We should go back in.
It's not
we
in.
We should
go
really
look.
Go back in.
Go look.
Yeah. Just start scratching.
But who sleeps with their windows open like that, like screens?
Canadians
are like, no one's coming in here.
Right.
Isn't hopefully, it cold?
Sometimes.
In Canada?
Right now, it's okay.
I've heard it's cold up there.
It can get
it is cold up there, but right now.
Hopefully my locks
it's
hold.
It's raccoon season.
Said Sir Wilo. The experience was hilarious, she said, if also a little scary.
Hilarious.
It was the most Toronto thing to ever happen
that
to me.
That is not the most Toronto no. thing that ever
right.
happened.
The most Toronto thing would be if they sat down and you ate with them.
Or if they came to your house and you started
Canada.
A sketch group with them. That's the most Toronto.
Or if they decided to go out on the lake and you just played pickup hockey.
Or if they made like a less expensive film look like a New York City film.
Yeah.
Or if they just dipped maple syrup in snow.
Yeah. Yes. There you go. That's the most Toronto thing ever.
Right. She said she had to clean up everything.
Or
and
if they
then...
never won the Stanley Cup.
Or if they never talked about their feelings but drank like a 48 pack of Labatt's. That's the most Toronto thing ever.
Right. She has to clean everything up. And then a guy named Bruce Hawkins comes in, and we're going to get out of here on this. He gives a few steps on what to do if raccoons ever come into
thanks,
your house.
Thanks, Bruce. I'm sure he mansplained it to her.
To deal with home-invading raccoons. Jason, make sure you listen to this. Step one, secure the perimeter. If you think you know where the animals get in, check to see if the entrance is in use, the city says, by sprinkling flour and looking for footprints. How about you just cover up that fucking hole in your house?
Is this Paranormal Activity, by
I
the
know.
Way? Like a ghost is going to fucking walk in the flour?
Dusting for footprints.
Sprinkling
flour. Is this advice part of the free healthcare system out there? You guys, it's free. Here's our advice. Not close your doors. So this is how you can track them.
Right.
Put powder right. in the open areas.
You know right. how they're coming to eat your bread? Take all the ingredients to make the bread.
Right.
And
sprinkle it everywhere.
Separately so they can make their own kind.
Yeah. Make your own bread.
Toronto. What if it wasn't Bruce Hawkins? What if it was Bruce McCullough? And he's like, this guy, these raccoons.
Yeah.
This on time,
smokes.
They came in.
This raccoon smoked.
Now imagine that someone's telling you to do these things to where you live. Step two, make your home unlivable by hanging ammonia-soaked rags, blasting the radio, and filling your house with bright lights.
That's not real.
That's
real. Not a
real
tip. That
is 100%
real. Look, I'm Bruce Hawkins. I don't take any crap from any of those raccoons.
You want to
like Sunday's killed by a raccoon.
He's like, you want to live in the house? You want to live in the house?
You got to make it unlivable.
You got to make it unlivable.
That's the only way to do it in Canada.
What's going on,
that's
Dave?
That's the most Canadian thing I've ever
heard.
You got
coming out of your house.
We
and
got
it smells
a
like
raccoon
ammonia.
Problem. I talked to Bruce.
Hey, lean down. You're walking right through those ammonia rags.
Step three, check that the bandits are really gone. No shit.
Yeah.
Don't close off openings before conducting a thorough search unless you're fond of the smell of dead raccoons in your walls. Who wouldn't be like, oh, I don't know if they're in or they're out, but just close it up.
Close it up.
Step four, prevent re-entry. Block holes with sheet metal. This is in your own home. Repair siding, cover air vents, so there goes that AC,
yep.
or heat. Mm-hmm. Cap chimneys, trim overhang tree branches, and removed unused TV towers.
This is, if you break this down, he's describing how to make your home a bomb.
I know.
It's like, shut off all the openings, bright lights, mm-hmm. ammonia rags, yeah. let no,
no this
fresh
is
air.
Now because
he's turning your house into a rave.
No,
really.
This is the most Canadian thing ever now, because it's instead of fucking killing the raccoon, which no one has said yet.
No one's done that.
That's not been a tip.
No.
It's just ruin your own home you live
in. And your life.
To not be a bother. You don't want to be a bother to the raccoons.
This is dumb people town.
A final tip. Leave behind ammonia or bleach to discourage the raccoons in their search for another opening back into their old den. And of course, this all assumes that the offender isn't staring you in the face, defiantly eating your
English muffin
bread. Yes.
Mm. We'll get out of this.
Jenny Swirl says,
I eat your English muffin.
Quote, I'm going to go bleach my apartment now.
And that is a euphemism for asshole, right?
Yeah, a million percent.
Is that not what you call your asshole?
I know.
I mean, we just read it, but I hope she did say that and then gave a little wink.
Time to go air quote bleach the apartment.
It accommodates three in case anyone's wondering.
She kicked out her hip.
That's our mini story, guys.
You guys! Megan!
She kicked out her hip. Hand on it.
I love it. All right, everybody, you heard them. You now love them. Go check out Jammers, fantastic podcast.
And if you came to our show because of them, hang around in town
for
a while.
Come on, stay here forever.
Yeah.
Wendy, Megan, you guys have an open invite. Next time you're back together on the West Coast, please come and do the show again.
We would love to. Yeah. This was a blast.
Super fun. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And oh shit, we gotta get back to work. Dum dum dum.
Make a sound, calm you down, it's Dumb People Town.
It's a good show.